Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. So, what do we got to talk about today? Well, you know, there's a program over at DriveThruRPG. There's a bunch of programs. They're community content programs. This was introduced with the DMs Guild, and it is growing and growing. Now, the latest to join, or about to join, the community content programs on DriveThru is going to be Hero Games. Hero Games, this is from the Hero Games website. Hero Games will be launching a fan-driven program, community content program on DriveThruRPG in about a month. This was from yesterday. Similar to DM's Guild and Storyteller's Vault. It's going to be called Hall of Champions, and it will allow you to publish your own work on DriveThru for profit under the banner of being a Hero Games product, though solely for commercial purposes on, DriveThru RPG. You'll be allowed to publish using any version of the Hero system you like, from 1 to 6, including Champions Now. You will be allowed to use both intellectual property that belongs to Hero Games as well as the Champions Universe, which belongs to Cryptic Studios. I didn't realize, Cryptic Studios, because they, after they did their initial City of Heroes, they did a Champions version kind of City of Heroes as an MMO. I guess they bought the intellectual property of the Champions Universe. Interesting. The program will supply artwork and templates to work from to make the entire process as easy as possible. To begin with, what I'm looking for, not me personally, Tenkar, but this is Jason Walters, publisher over at Hero Games. What I'm looking for are some initial fan contributions from you guys that we have a certain number of products ready to go at launch. I've already received commitments from two of our third-party publishers, but could use a bunch more from fans. There are, of course, significant rules governing the community content program, which I will share with you should you contact me if you have work you would like to contribute. It needs only be in PDF form and have a JPEG cover image available. This can simply be a cover, so it should be a copy of the front page. Thank you, as always, for playing the Hero system. I look forward to hearing from you, Jason Walters, publisher, jason@herogames.com, if you want to reach out to him. Now, I saw this. It was brought to my attention. I was like, oh, cool. So that must be like, well, I don't know. What, maybe a half dozen or so community programs? No, I'm so fucking wrong on that one. Okay, I'm going to give you a list of the community content programs over on DriveThru. And then I'm going to make some comments about the whole concept. But here we go. The DMs Guild, Storyteller's Vault, Savage Worlds Adventurers Guild, Genesis Foundry, Hero Kids Creators Guild, Call of Cthulhu Miskatonic Respiratory, Storypath Nexus, Cypher Creator System, Canis Minor Pugmire Community Content, Scriptorium Adventurous, Infiniverse Exchange, Tiny Trove, Dragonbite Community Creator, Traveler's Aid Society, the Zweihand, a Grim and Perilous Library, Disciples of the Demon Lord, Unknown Army Stratosphere, Contagion Apothecary, whatever the fuck. Woyne, that's the Unworld stuff. Scarred Lands Community Content, and Explorers Society. And that's not counting the community card creators. So that's 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 21, 22 with the Hero Hall of Champions. That's a shitload. Now, why, listen, what these community content programs offer. For the publisher, they offer free money. Why do I call it free money? Because they get a chunk of your sales. Seriously. When you sell your work through one of these programs, you're not getting your 65 or 70% cut. You're probably getting around a 50% cut because a drive-through and a community program is getting the rest. Yes. Also, apparently you can't do print on demand with your releases that are any of these community programs. These are all PDFs only. I didn't realize that until I dug a little bit deeper. Another issue is that although you retain a copyright to your work, since you are using their copywritten work, you've got a mixed bag going on. So frequently you're in a position where you cannot publish your work outside. So what would happen if, say, you took you previously wrote for Swords and Wizardry and you're going to convert it to, Zweihänder, right? You're going to use this. Well, guess what? From my understanding, you've now permanently tied your intellectual property, your copyright, with theirs. It's stuck in a program. You can't publish it outside. It's weird. I think the only one that doesn't have that restriction, from what I understand, from what I was told, is the Genesis Foundry. And I find that very interesting. Now, and Genesis Foundry is not games that I really know. Realms of Terranoth, Shadows of the Beanstalk. But from my understanding, your work does not get sucked into theirs completely. I'm not the expert on that. I'll have to grab somebody like Rob Conley to explain all this shit. Because Rob is the expert on this stuff. But personally, for me, as an occasional creator, I don't like the idea of taking a third less cut than I was taking before, or more. Maybe probably a larger cut than that. But in any case, giving a large cut to another publisher who's just, what if I don't use their art? What if I don't? It's rough. However, it does give you a built-in audience. There are people that do very well in the DMs Guild. Now, obviously, the DMs Guild is aimed at 5e, and therefore, it's got a huge audience. And yes, these community programs get people's eyes on your work. There's a give and a take. I don't know. People fear the OGL because you were giving up some rights to your work because you were putting it out there under an open license. And that was the reason why, Eldrick Ent, the publisher with a lot of the old school TSR guys, they made up their own, faux system that people had to convert it. Well, just divide the numbers by 5. Because everything was, I think it was like that. Yeah, everything was multiplied by. So if your strength was 15 in D&D, it's 75 in this. But that was their way to avoid using the OGL while theoretically still getting a system out there that people would understand. For these obtuse systems, but for these non-OGL systems, like I said, it's a give and a take. You definitely get more eyes on than you would otherwise, and you get access to systems that are otherwise locked, and for a lot of people, that's huge. I would just like to see just a few more rights being retained by the actual content creator, not the, game publisher. In any case, it's not really a rant. It's more of a news, and it's more of a, this is what's going on. But I really should do an episode delving deep into these creator content or publisher content, whatever the fuck they're called. Community content programs. So, I will. I'm going to have to track down Rob Conley, though, get all his information. Yes, Rob, it's a shout out to you. All right, folks, on that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. And the cat makes it over the gate to the desk. That those sounds that sounded like it was coming from a cartoon with a, you know, where somebody's like running their feet in one place and not moving, that was Donka, the dachshund, running in place on the laminate flooring, trying to get Ashley. Ashley, you going to say hello to people? Donka's saying hello to people. All right. Thank you, Donka, for making your presence. Ashley sniffed the mic. All right. Well, Donka keeps on talking. I'm going to bow out. Folks, I will talk with you all tomorrow. Laters.